is Marcy Cruz. You're listening to Hot Candy Radio. Make sure to log on to hotcandy.com.
She tastes like gumdrops and jolly branches. Hold your head because you probably can't just have one taste. Shorty's too sweet. Type of broad you hope.
What do you think is one thing that's unique about yourself with photographers that are wanting to work with you or people that are wanting to hire you for different events? What separates you from everyone else? You know, what is unique? Besides your name, because that's unique in itself. But what else is unique about Jazz McCarthy?
Yeah, my dad got a little creative in the
hospital
with my name. But I feel like photographers, and like when I go to casting calls, I make sure that they, like, if I'm nervous, I don't show it. Like, just for some reason, when I get nervous, and then as soon as I get in front of the people, the nerves go away for some reason. It's like as soon as I get in front of them, it's like, oh, I can do this. Time to strut, do my runway walk, whatever. They talk to me, I answer questions, I communicate with them, and I don't stop it there. I don't just answer the questions and go. If I can develop a conversation with them, I do. It's not necessarily because let me go talk to these people because I really want them to like me. It's more so that I'm just a people person and I like talking to people. Like, I probably talk too much, to be completely honest, but I like talking, I like communicating with people, and I like for them to see my personality, see me as a good person, because I feel like I am. And then when people are genuinely good people, I feel like that rubs off on others. They can see that without you having to do too much. So you don't have to. And like, I think a girl asked me before about casting calls, and I told her, just go in there and be you, as you as you can be, without portraying yourself. Like, if you're one of those people that act crazy all the time, don't let them think that you're too crazy, because it might influence you. But I go into my photo shoots, and I act just like I act with my friends. If I like music, I do my little jig and my Cat Daddy every now and then, just to warm my body up and get me ready for my photo shoot. I communicate with them, I talk, how was your day, start a conversation to get comfortable with where I'm at, because I'm one of the people that gets comfortable no matter where I'm at. If I'm at your house and you invited me here, don't be surprised if I take off my shoes and go sit on the couch, because you invited me. This is how I am, and people like that for some reason. I was always the friend out of that. All the parents wanted to be the other daughter, because I was just cool and I was respectful. Like, I didn't come in there swearing all crazy or dressed half naked or anything like that. So stuff like
that's the Creole in you. That's appreciate the Creole and the Chi-Town in you. That's what's coming out.
Yeah.
Creole and Chi-Town.
Definitely.
All right. So I got a couple more questions before we get you out of here. And basically, what I want you to do is to fill in the blank. I'm going to read off a question, and then the first thing that comes to mind, I want you to fill in the blank, all right?
Okay.
Okay. What's something many people are surprised to find out once they get to know you?
That I'm not stuck up.
Okay.
Like, you really be surprised how many people, like, Jasmine, when I first saw you, or when I first met you, I really thought you were stuck up, and I thought you were an itch. You know what I really meant to say, dot, dot, dot. And they're like, but you're really a nice person. Like, all of my friends to this day, when we're having our go back down memory lane conversations, they're like, I really thought you were stuck up, and I did not like you when I first met you. But we're really good friends now, so, yeah.
That's what's up, man. Y'all stop judging the book by its cover, man. Open up the pages.
Please do.
At least get to the end and figure out.
Yeah.
What do you find irresistible in a guy?
That's a hard question. because I don't have a specific type. Like, most people have such a type. I don't have a type. I know it when I see it. I think a love of family, once I have a conversation with you, the fact that people, they really care about their family, because family is so important to me, so I look for that in other people.
Okay.
An appreciation of family.
Now, what would you say is the difference between an appreciation for family and the mama's boy? Because, it's a lot of women out there.
Oh, yeah.
and have the guy that's the mama's boy that just can't stay away from their mother. It ain't only have to be their mother. It could be their grandmother or, you know, their sister or something, but the mama's boy. Mm-hmm. So how would you differentiate between a mama's boy and then someone that's just, you know, there for their family, got a lot of love for their family?
I feel like mama's boys, they like to compare you to them all the time, or they like to compare you to their sister or whatever. Well, my grandma does this, so you have, yeah, I don't measure up to anybody else but me, because I was only created to be me. So if anybody has a problem with that, I'm sorry, partner, because you don't have to go. So that's how that is. I like people that I have appreciation for family, they just know that, they care about them, and that once they decide that they want to get into their own families, they will have that respect for them. They will have that respect for the women in their family. They will have this respect for the children in the family. They will be careful about what they do, because they know that what they do affects the family, et cetera, et cetera.
All right. Okay, fill in the blank. I am the best blank.
I'm the best auntie.
Right.
I feel like there's no, like, my nephews and nieces, I feel like I'm the best auntie out of all of them, because on several occasions I've had my sister call me after babysitting and say that your son is running the house crying for you, rolling underneath the bed because he can't find you, and I'm not the mama.
Wow.
I just have that bond with my nieces and nephews that they look for me. Like, several occasions my mom has called me and said, your niece is calling you. She's been talking about you all day. She woke up this morning and said, I want to see Jazz. And the fact that my nieces and nephews love me like that is just amazing. So I do a lot for them.
That's what's up. Jazz
love
kids. Love kids.
I love kids.
That's what's up. Next one. I used to blank, but now I blank.
I used to be a nerd, but now I'm more of a regular college student. I used to be a super nerd. I mean, I was valedictorian middle school. I graduated high school as a junior and was still in the top 10%. But now that I've gotten to college, this college life, you know, it kind of slows you down a bit. I had to adjust my life, because I wanted to sleep whenever I wanted to. I wanted to go out when I wanted to. So my sophomore year, I had to change some ways from freshman year, because I got comfortable freshman year. So that's definitely a change in me.
That's all part of life. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Okay, the next one. I love it when a guy blank.
I love it when a guy. That's interesting. To be honest, I like it when people buy me Taco Bell, so.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm just playing.
Now,
I'm very simple.
Right,
yeah, I'm a very simple chick. Like, I'm not, you know, I don't like people buying nothing for me. I'm not that type of girl. I'm more of a really simple, like, I like when people call me and say, hey, what you doing? Nothing. Oh, well, I'm finna come over there. We're gonna watch so-and-so. Just be chill and relaxed. I don't need to go out all the time. I like to be real. I'm a real homebody, kind of, sort of. I'm not a big club or anything. I like to be in the house. And comfortable and laugh. I like to play cards. Like, I like the simple things that are fun. Like, how many guys go and hang out with a girlfriend just to play spades or to play checkers or something? Like, that's the stuff that I like. So, yeah.
See, there's a guy somewhere that loves his family working at Taco Bell with a pack of cards in his pocket has been waiting for you his whole life. So, shout out to homeboy out there. next one. I wish women would stop blank.
Making excuses for themselves. Women make excuses for themselves all the time. I got pregnant at a young age, so I can't do this. Wrong. I am a female, so I can't work here. Wrong. I am, you know, let's see. I don't know. I'm doing blank, 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 blank. Whatever. Yeah. They're just making excuses. Stop making excuses for yourself, because men make enough excuses for us as it is. So you don't need to give them any reason to think that what they say is true. And women do a good job at putting ourselves, we put ourselves in the hole sometimes because we just make so many excuses for ourselves. Like, yeah. Don't make excuses. Calm them down.
Now, see, if I would have said that, I would have gotten in trouble. But you said it, so that's what I'm sticking to. So,
yeah, I said it. I don't like people make excuses all the time.
That's what's up. Any shout-outs you want to give out? Any upcoming events that you want to tell us about?
Definitely. I have a show coming up for upcoming designers. It's called Pizzazz by Monet. It'll be in March. So if anybody wants to come to that show, look me up on Facebook at Jazz McLaughlin. Check out my website. There'll be information there at jazzcrossing.com. You can follow me on Twitter. I promote a lot of the things that I do on Twitter at love_jazzcrossing, and that's love, LOV_JAZZCROSTON. Yeah, and then I have a few other shows that are coming up, but I don't have the details on them yet as far as specific dates, but they'll be later in the springtime. So there's plenty of time to get that information out.
All right, yeah. We will definitely be getting that information out to everybody. So as soon as you know it, we're going to be spreading it out there and telling everybody about it to go out and support Jazz McLaughlin, man. Make sure you guys go to jazzcrofton.com and follow her. Ask any questions. Don't ask her for a date. Don't ask her how many chalupas she wants. Just be sincere and keep it all the way funky. And to all the ladies that are out there, definitely I think this is somebody that you can relate to, that you can ask questions. She's totally open-minded and a great personality. So we wish you much and much success on everything you got. And this will not be the last that you guys hear, because we're definitely going to stay in touch. So thank you, Jasmine, for doing this interview and talking to the people out there.
No, thank you. It was great. I really enjoyed it.